Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Maaseh Daf Tes Zayin, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud with a brand new halacha, halacha Gimel, and in the Vilna source of daf, it's on Tes Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas, Mars Mirim Sar Basim Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an aliyah. And Mishnah tells us, Perishat Tarman Achalon Nigmar Malachton. Let's say he took Truma off of Peiros before there was Gemar Malacha. Usually there's Gemar Malacha, then he takes off Truma, then Maaseh, so on and so forth. But here, there wasn't Gemar Malacha yet, and he took off Truma. The question is that Tavlet for Maaseh, and he's not allowed to eat from them outright until he takes off Maaseh Rishon? Or no, since it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha yet, maybe he's allowed to continue eating from them aray. Reblezer Oyser Melechman aray, Reblezer Aser is eating from them aray, whereas Vacham Matirin, the Chama allows one to continue eating from them aray, Chutz Mikal Kalsat to Einim, except for a basket of figs. It's specifically talking about figs or some other fruit that's in a basket, and that's already at Gemar Malacha stage, and therefore he's not allowed to continue eating from it aray. However, now the Mishnah repeats itself in order to bring up Reb Shimon's Shita, Kakalas to Einim Shatarma. If he took Truma off of a basket of figs, Reb Shimon Mate Vacham Oysrin, Reb Shimon allows one to continue eating from them, all right, but the chamim aser, like we had just learned. Now, the situation, harm lechaveru, let's say a person tells his friend, heilich iser zev, v'ten li boy chamish te'enim, here, take this iser, which is a coin, and give me five te'enim, lo yoichal achei aser, he's not allowed to eat those figs until he takes off meiser. That's because we know that a sale is kaveh for meiser. Divrei Meir, that's our Meir's opinion. However, Reb Yehuda says, oichal achazach asu pater, he could eat the figs one by one, and he's pater, then tzirev chayiv, it's only if he combines them, he eats two at a time or more, then he's chayiv, and that's because even though Mekach is Kaveh for Maaser, when we're talking about just one fig, that's still considered like it hasn't yet reached Gemar Malacha, and therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he would not be Chayiv until he eats more than one. And on Rabbi Yehuda says, Maaseh beginnes Radnim Shayis of Yerushalayim, there's a story with this rose garden in Yerushalayim. The figs that grew in this rose garden were sold three or four for an Isser, and Truma and Maaser were never separated because the buyers were always given the figs one by one, and so therefore they never reached Gemar Malacha, even though they were sold. I think we're asked on the first situation in our Mishnah, Manan Kaiman, what are we talking about over here? That Truma was taken off of produce before Gemar Malacha. If we're talking about a basket of figs, well, the Rekal Aser. We had said in the Mishnah already that everyone agrees that it's Aser to continue eating from them, all right? So that definitely can't be what the Mishnah is talking about. And in Bezesim Ala Shemen, Vanavim Ala Yayin, if we're talking about olives for oil or grapes for wine, the Rekal Mutter, everyone agrees it's permitted to continue eating from them, all right? Because we're so far from Gemar Malacha, there's still a lot more processing that has to be done. Just simply taking off Truma is not going to be a kaveh for Maaser. Elakinan Kaimin, what are we referring to? Bitmarim vu asa ledarsan. We're talking about dates that he's going to end up pressing. Begregars vu asa ledarsan. Or figs that he's going to end up squishing into a barrel. And that's the case that we're talking about. Rabbi Eliezer Emre. Rabbi Eliezer says, as we had in our Mishnah, Truma tevelos beperos shalonig rumlachlan. They're taking Truma off of the fruits in this stage. And that creates a chiv to take Maaser off of them. Even though they haven't fully reached Gemar Malacha, it's still considered to have reached Gemar Malacha enough. And now that he took off Truma, that's considered Gemar Malacha, and there's a chiv to take off Maaser, and he would not be allowed to eat from them aray until he does. Whereas Rabbanan Amar, the Rabbanan say, Ein Truma Tevelos Beperos Shalonig Gemar Malachton, since his produce has not fully reached Gemar Malacha yet, taking off Truma is not considered to be Tevelet for Maaser. Now we have another question, Rishon Maoshi Yitbol. What about if he took Maaser Rishon off of produce? Is that considered like it's Tevel for Maaser, and that one is not allowed to eat from them aray until he takes off Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani? Or no, perhaps he could. So Gemara Tesayin Oba Bezatav asks, Manan Kaiman, what are we talking about over here? Since he already took off Truma from this produce, and we know that Truma is Kaveh for Maaser, what exactly is the case that he took off Truma and Maaser Rishon, and we're saying that maybe it's still not 100% Tevel yet, and he's allowed to eat from it aray. In Bekrishin Ismariach, the Rekal Aser, if we're saying that already was Miruach Bekri, he already smoothed out the pile, and he took off Truma, and he took off Maaser Rishon, so of course everyone agrees that it's Aser to continue eating from it until the rest of the Maasers are separated. In Maaser Rishon Shekdimu B'Shibalin, if we're talking about where he was Iver and Iser, and he separated Maaser Rishon while it was still in Shibalim stage, it was before he harvested it, and so it wasn't even Chayiv in Truma yet either. Well, the Rekal Mutter, everyone agrees that it's Mutter for him to continue eating from it because it hasn't even yet reached the Chiyuv of Truma. El Kinan Kaimitz, what are we referring to? Bitmar Vuas Ledarsan, Begregers Vuas Ledarsan, where he had these dates or figs that he was going to end up pressing them or squishing them into a barrel. Vehefresh Mehen Truma Gedayla, and he separated Truma Gedayla from them, like we spoke about in Amud Aleph, but then Venimlach Lonichon Kamashahain, he changed his mind and decided to leave them exactly as they are, and he wasn't going to process them further. And Va'avar Revishman Rishon, he went along and separated Maaser Rishon from them. And so in this situation, separating the Truma from them is not considered like Gemar Malacha yet, because at that point in time, he still wanted to process them further. It was only afterwards that he decided, you know what, I'm finished with these dates or figs. And so the question is, when he takes off Maaser Rishon, is that considered like Gemar Malacha for this produce? Then now he's not allowed to eat from it outright until he separates Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani. I will just conclude with another part of this, in Timur, my friend Nitbalu, if you want to say that once he decided that he doesn't want to process them anymore, we say the lemafreya, retroactively, they're already considered like tevel, so then that would mean truma shi teveles, that the fact that he separated truma from them, that's what turned them into tevel. Whereas ve'in tamar mikan ulaba, if you want to say that it's only considered from now on that they're tevel, so then rishon shu tevel would be the fact that he separated ma'aser rishon from them, that's what creates their state of tevel, and not the truma. I wouldn't have a clear answer to this. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about these dates and figs that are not fully processed. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.